Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Opening this morning's show is Charlie Barnett and his orchestra from 1939 with the song Lullaby in Rhythm. And that was written by Benny Goodman, Edgar Sampson, Clarence Proffitt, and lyrics by Walter Hirsch. Charlie Barnett, of course, led a wonderful orchestra. He's a very fine alto sax player, great devotee of Duke Ellington. And that was reflected in his music. He's a fine composer and arranger as well as a band leader. And they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we have songs in recordings from the 1930s and through to, I think, the 1960s. And a real mixture of singers and musicians today. And we're going to go back to 1962 for our next recording, and that is one from an album called Duet, and the duet is Doris Day and André Previn. And I've often played songs from this album, and it is an absolute delight. The beautiful piano of André Previn and the exquisite voice of Doris Day. This was recorded in 1962, and the selection this morning from the album that we'll hear is Give Me Time, written by Alex Wilder. Following Andre and Doris, we're going to listen to the Arnold Ross Quintet, a very fine small jazz group, and made up of Arnold Ross on piano, Benny Carter on alto sax, Alan Royce on guitar, Artie Bernstein on bass, and Nick Fatool on drums. They're going to bring us a song called The Moon Is Low, written by Arthur Freed and Nacho Herb Brown, and that will be the Arnold Ross Quintet from 1946. And then way back to 1932, and to a young lady who was very popular in the 20s and 30s as a singer, and that was Annette Hanshaw. This is a recording I have that she made in that year, 1932, of the song We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye. It was written by Harry Woods, and Annette is joined on this one by Victor Young and his orchestra. And that will be Annette Hanshaw. And we'll start with Doris Day and André Previn. Give Me Time.
Give me time, I'll give you love. Give me time, I'll give you rapture, dear. Time and time alone brings love into its own. Give me time. Let me do what must be done. If you do, then love will capture dear. Only time can cure love that must endure. Give me time. I played around. It was a crazy game. And since then I found that love is not so tame. And so I guess I'll take a chance on winning. I have gotta make a new beginning. Give me time, I'll give you love. Give me time, I'll give you rapture. You only knew what I'll give to you. You'll give me
time. love was over, that we were really through. I said I didn't love him, that we'd begin anew. And you can all believe me, we sure intended to. But we just couldn't say goodbye. The chair and the sofa broke right down and cried. The curtain started waving for him to come inside. I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide. And we just couldn't say goodbye. The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So he came back and kissed me, and when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. Now we're both so happy, because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye. People in love are funny, mighty hard to explain. One minute they quarrel, then they're back together again. Take my case for instance, we had a little fuss. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, here's what happened to us. Ba-dum, ba-da-da-dum. And you can all believe me that we sure intended to. The chair and the sofa broke right down and cried. I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide. The clock was striking 12 o'clock, it smiled on us below. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we're gonna miss you if you go. So he came back and kissed me, and when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. Now we're both so happy, because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye.
That was an absolutely delightful recording of that song, We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye, made by Annette Hanshaw in 1932. Arnold Ross joined us from 1946 with The Moon Is Low, and we started out with André Previn with his wonderful piano and the gorgeous voice of Doris Day. 1962 with an Alec Wilder song, Give Me Time. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to songs from the 1930s through to the 1960s. We're going to go now to two recordings made by the orchestra of Billy May, taken from the 1950s and 60s. First off, from 1951, Billy May and his orchestra in an instrumental version of the song All of Me. That was written by Gerald Marx and Seymour Simons, and the orchestra is conducted by Billy May, as well as the song was no doubt arranged by him too. And then we go to 1962 and to an album that Billy May recorded in that year with Bobby Darin, wonderful singer, usually known as a pop singer, but he also did some wonderful mainstream work on the jazz standards and the popular standards of days long ago. We'll hear him with Billy May in a Billy May arrangement, and also, of course, Billy May conducting, of a song written by Edward Matchwitz and Manning Sherwin and made very popular in the UK by Anne Shelton. And we will hear it from Bobby Darin, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. And then back to 1945, to trumpeter Charlie Shavers. Now he's joined in the studio this day by Aaron Sachs on clarinet and singer Linda Keane. And she's going to bring us the words on the song, Gee Baby, Aren't I Good to You? That was written by Don Redman and Andy Razaf. And that will be the trumpet of Charlie Shavers, too. And we'll start with Billy May and his orchestra from 1951, All of Me.
Certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turn smiled at me, the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world is seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. How strange it was, how sweet and strange. There was never a dream to compare with that hazy, crazy night we met when a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Ah, this heart of mine, it beat loud and fast like a merry-go-round in a fair. For we were dancing cheek to cheek and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. When dawn came stealing up all gold and blue to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? Our homeward step was just as light as the dancing feet of a stair. Just like an echo far away, nightingale sang in Berkeley. Nightingale sang in Berkeley that night in Berkeley Square.
From 1945, The Trumpet of Charlie Shavers, in a song written by Don Redman and Andy Razzaf, Gee Baby, Aren't I Good to You, with Linda Keane bringing us the words and a very nice clarinet as well from Aaron Sachs. Bobby Darin joined us with Billy May and his orchestra, and Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square from 1962, and we started out with Billy May in an instrumental version of the song All Is Me, written by Gerald Marx and Seymour Simons. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and I'm joining you this morning with recordings from the 1930s through to the 1960s. As we normally do on Sunday mornings at this time, we're listening to some of the singers, musicians, and songwriters who were so popular back in the days from the 1920s through to the 1960s. Our next recording is from 1945 and is brought to us by drummer Cozy Cole and his small group. Cozy Cole was one of the great drummers of the 20th century, and he appeared on many recordings with smaller groups, often with singers too. This group on this particular recording includes Shorty Rogers on trumpet, Vernon Brown on trombone, Aaron Sachs on clarinet again, Don Byas on tenor sax, Bill Rowland on piano, Billy Taylor on bass, and of course Cozy on drums. The song that they'll bring us this morning is a Jerome Kern composition, and it's called They Didn't Believe Me. And then we're going to go back 6 years to 1939 to Muggsy Spanier and his small group. Well, Muggsy, one of the great trumpeters of the age, he also played cornet, which is what we'll hear him with this morning. His group is made up of himself on cornet, Rod Kless on clarinet, George Brunies on trombone, Nick Kalatza on tenor sax, Joe Bushkin, fine piano, Bob Casey on bass, and Al Siddle on drums. The song is called Mandy, Make Up Your Mind. It was written by Grant Clark and Arthur Johnson. And following Muggsy, we'll hear from Dinah Shaw. Now, I don't feature Dinah as much as I should on the show, so we'll try to remedy that this morning with a song that she recorded in 1960. And that was written by Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein and called Lover, Come Back to Me. It's been recorded by many singers, and Dinah does a particularly fine version on this recording from 1960. And we'll start with Cozy Cole and his orchestra from 1945, They Didn't Believe Me.
Thank you.
the sky was blue and high above, the moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last. Love had its day. That day is past. You've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I've walked along with you. No wonder I'm so lonely. The sky is blue, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. Remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I've walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And
that was the delightful voice of Dinah Shore from 1960 with Lover, Come Back to Me. Before Dinah, we heard from Muggsy Spanier and Friends from 1949, Mandy, Make Up Your Mind. And we started out with Cozy Cole and Friends from 1945 with Jerome Kern's They Didn't Believe Me.
Want to hear the latest in jazz, or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
You're listening to I Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We've been listening to songs recorded from the 1930s through to the 1960s, and we've got three more for you this morning. I'm going to go now to Coleman Hawkins and his sax ensemble from 1944. And playing the saxophone in this particular group, in addition to Coleman himself on tenor sax, are Tab Smith, Don Bias, and Harry Carney. And we'll also hear Johnny Guarnieri on piano, Al Lucas on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. The song's written by Leo Robin and Richard Whiting, and it's called Louise, and they recorded that in 1944. Then forward a decade to 1956, and we're going to hear from Sarah Vaughan. This is Sarah well into her solo career with that absolutely amazing voice. And she's going to bring us a song written by Cole Porter that was featured in the stage musical Anything Goes. Stage musical was opened on Broadway in 1934. And the song is It's De Lovely. And then to 1963. And we'll go to Peggy Lee. Well, she is certainly well into a very successful solo career at this point. Well, she's going to bring us a song written by the songwriting team of Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kernan. And it was featured in the musical Roberta. And the song is called I Won't Dance. So we'll start with Coleman Hawkins and his sax ensemble, Louise.
Thank you. I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse. This verse I've started seems to me the tin pantithesis of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. Me, 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 ray, 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 ray. Do, sol, mi, do, la, si. The night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee, and when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's deductible, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemmon, it's deluxe, it's lovely.
Coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the songs and the recordings that we brought to you. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments for 2 hours of fabulous jazz for us this afternoon. And I'll be with you again next week, and I hope you can join me next Sunday morning with more music from days gone by. We have one more for you, and it's from Glenn Miller and his orchestra with singer Marion Hutton, written by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger, from 1939, Bluebirds in the Moonlight.
Silly idea, bluebird.